Let's go to Sherry in California, and she's got a question about healthy bowel movements. Are you there, Sherry?
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Marshall. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. And how old a woman are you?
I'm 30 years old, and I'm interracial.
Okay.
So, like, I don't have the Japanese makeup of genetics, and I don't have, like, a black one either.
Okay.
But let's not get into that. Do you think it'll work for me, too?
I am absolutely confident it will. And remember, many of the differences between all of us in terms of genetics are really the ability to express or suppress a given genetic group. Okay? So it doesn't mean that you can never be like me or me never like you. Okay? And so one of the things you see is when people eat the same, when people spend all their time together, you must have noticed through the years how they start to look like one another. This is no accident, okay? This is no accident. It's bioadaptation of their quantum energy biofield. But it's also eating the same...
Wait, can you just... Quantum...
Energy quantum biofield.
Biofield. Like string theory?
So in other words, if somebody is always near you, they're going to look and act more like you. Okay,
yeah,
so
like
let's talk
about... dogs, you know.
Well, the dog can't because he has a different cell resonant. There are constraints.
Okay.
You at least have to have similar starting deck, okay?